Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. The UK's Labour Party is considering a crackdown on artificial intelligence deepfakes, particularly targeting tools used to create non-consensual pornography, by proposing a legal ban on such technologies. According to a policy paper from the Labour Together think tank, the party is also advocating for regulations that would obligate developers and web hosts to prevent their platforms from being used to produce explicit content and other harmful deepfakes. Co-authors Laurel Boxall and Kirsty Imnes emphasise the need for the government to protect the public from technological abuses, highlighting the urgency of regulatory measures to prevent a long-term crisis similar to the prevalence of online fraud in the UK. The controversy over Twitter's refusal to remove a deepfake audio of Labour leader Keir Starmer underscores the growing concern about the potential harm caused by deepfakes, including their use in electoral misinformation and fraud. Labour's Shadow Science, Innovation and Technology Secretary, Peter Kyle, has expressed the urgency of addressing these issues, following discussions with tech leaders and policymakers during a recent trip to the US. The party is also seeking a cross-party pledge against the misuse of deepfakes during election campaigns, and has called for an exception to the UK's Election Day media ban to allow for rebutting deepfake misinformation. This proposal reflects Labour's commitment to combating the negative impact of malicious AI applications while acknowledging the technology's potential benefits.
In an ongoing effort to innovate, Intel, once a pioneer with the introduction of the first programmable microprocessor, is now setting its sights on the artificial intelligence frontier. The tech giant acquired AI chipmaker Habana Labs for $2 billion in 2019 and is poised to release the Gaudi 3 chip. This new chip is designed to power generative AI software and aims to contend with competitors like NVIDIA and AMD. Despite ambitious moves, critics suggest Intel faces a steep climb in the fiercely contested AI chip market. Furthermore, Intel's AI Inside program underscores the company's commitment to integrating artificial intelligence across its operations. The program includes initiatives like IGPT, a large language model for employee use, and a multi-million-dollar investment in AI education and upskilling. Christy Pambianchi, Intel's EVPIN Chief People Officer, expresses enthusiasm about discovering new ways for humans to harness AI's capabilities. In a concerning development, artificial intelligence applications designed to digitally undress individuals are primarily targeting women. The technology, known as deepfake software, has capabilities to create nude images without consent, raising alarming privacy issues and moral concerns. Investigations reveal that these AI tools are inherently gender-biased, functioning with a disturbing effectiveness on female images while failing to apply the same process to male subjects. The implications of such technology reflect a grim and invasive trend, contributing to the pervasive problem of digital harassment and exploitation faced by women online. Activists and cybersecurity experts are ringing alarm bells, pointing to the urgent need for legal and ethical frameworks to combat the misuse of AI in perpetuating digital abuse. The creation and distribution of these synthetic images are not only a violation of personal boundaries, but also pose a threat to the integrity and well-being of individuals, predominantly women, across digital platforms. As this technology evolves, the balance between innovation and individual rights remains a significant area of debate and concern in the modern era of digital interaction.
GitHub Copilot and ChatGPT are revolutionizing the way developers write code by providing AI-powered assistance. GitHub Copilot, developed in collaboration with OpenAI, leverages GPT-4 to offer real-time coding suggestions, enabling a more efficient programming workflow. With its integration in popular coding environments, it stands out for code completion, refactoring, and is a paid service that enhances productivity in long coding sessions. On the other hand, ChatGPT may not be tailored for programming, but excels in breaking down complex concepts and generating explanations in a conversational style, making it an ideal learning companion and a free tool for tasks like planning and brainstorming. The two tools complement one another. Using GitHub Copilot for generating code snippets and relying on ChatGPT for understanding programming concepts can greatly assist developers. While GitHub Copilot focuses on the practical aspects of code generation and refactoring, ChatGPT serves as a versatile tool helpful for learning, debugging, and discussing ideas. Developers, especially students, can access both tools with GitHub Copilot at no cost and ChatGPT for free, potentially combining them for a comprehensive programming aid solution. The US State Department is set to host the first gathering of countries that have signed an artificial intelligence AI agreement, concentrating on military usage as a primary global concern. Last year, the US secured commitments from 53 nations on the responsible military use of artificial intelligence and autonomy, though key players like China and Russia did not sign on. A senior State Department official highlighted the importance of maintaining focus on responsible AI and building practical capacity for its implementation. The department aims to make this conference the first of many, intending to hold annual meetings to address new developments in AI. Discussions at the event will not be limited to policy, but will also include war games and information sharing to improve awareness about AI in warfare. Undersecretary of State Bonnie Jenkins emphasized the need for guardrails on AI to prevent it from exacerbating threats or disrupting global security. The Biden administration continues to advocate for the safe development of AI, recognizing both its potential benefits and dangers.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News podcast summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.